Hey, it's what you do after the season's over. You add another, your second recruit now. We'll talk about the Amherst girl shortly, but you get a young lady from Southwest.
This is kind of awkward for you. We could have switched positions today. I could be interviewing you as the father. When we recruit every single year, we first focus on the people close to the town that we know that we really want in our program, and we kind of go for them first. Like, that's our first line of attack, I guess, when we're recruiting. And of course, Kaylin was on that list and just kind of waiting till the end of her season so she could decide where she wanted to go. And we're just super excited that she ended up deciding to choose MCC.
You had a tryout. I can't even remember what month it was, but back in the day where you had a lot of kids. And I take it you kind of base a lot of that on that tryout, don't you?
Yes, we do. So we do that back in June. And that's kind of, it's a good time for us to start, looking to see about some other area athletes, that we might not be able to see a lot because, our seasons are going at the same time. Like, we don't get to go watch any games, but I get to listen to them on the radio sometimes. But that's a really good start for us when we start looking at our local kids. And then, just from seeing them in camps or if they've ever played at the Dolores and Graff Event Center, we can see them there. But yeah, Kaylin went in there and she played really well. And she was one of our top picks from our open tryout, and the rest is history.
And of course, when you look at these kids, different positions in high school doesn't always necessarily mean that's what they're going to do in college, correct?
Correct, yeah, for sure. And, one of the strong suits with Kaylin is that she can play back row, and she's a really good back row passer, but she also can play in the front row too. Again, I'll attest that to her mother, also her coach. I think she did a really good job there. So,
let's talk about your other recruit from Amherst. You just signed with, she signed with you the other day, a young lady who did very well in high school career, didn't she?
Yes, and Kaiten also was at that open tryout too. So, and Kaiten just came in, just really, she played really well. And then, again, when those players do get an open tryout, we used to give them offers right off the bat after that open tryout. And we learned that really wasn't the best fit for us because we need to make sure that they're a part of all our culture and they fit in with our group. And so we invite them back for some not an open tryout, but basically an official visit after that. Mm-hmm. And Kaiten and Kaylin both came in and they just definitely fit what we're looking for our future players.
But the recruiting's not over yet. You got a lot still to fill, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we're being picky. I feel like sometimes I'm like, we're so behind, but kudos to my assistant because she's like, we have all the time in the world, We do and we don't, but she just kind of, she's the opposite of me, and she, I've brought in some players and she holds me accountable. Like, if we want to be great, we got to look for better players, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Because you lost. I mean, the sophomores, there's six or seven that are leaving, right?
Yes. So we're losing six players, and we might have one not returning as a freshman. So we're looking probably more for five more players, and we have some big shoes to fill, but yet we're also a really young team. So those freshmen that come in, we want to make sure that they can accent the talent that we already have and bring in their own talent too.
I got to ask you about this podcast. I see the other day you're taking it on the road to the Final Four. Is that right?
That is right. I'll be all by myself though, without my co-host.
Why?
I need to see if I can get her in. It's such a huge convention for the coaches, and she didn't sign up, so I'm gonna just throw her out there. But hopefully, I'm gonna see if I can get her in there. If anything, we're gonna call her in. So I gotta talk to my radio buddies,
sure,
and see how do I make that happen?
Oh.
So how do I record a podcast and have her be able to phone in from there? Because ABCA, they said I could really take a pick from any coach that's there. Mm-hmm. And if I ask and see if they'll do it, and every single coach is there pretty much. So
you plan on having a show there?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So they are going to set up their own podcast center, and I'll be recording two podcasts while I'm there. And then I also do a live presentation about an hour. So that's a more in class person kind of thing, but
this thing's really taken off.
I know. Yeah. Look at me. I hope I'm good at public speaking.
Did you ever think that you would do such a thing when you're in the college coaching and stuff like that, like this would take off on you?
No, but I love it. I just, I don't know. I like meeting new people, and I love doing the podcast. We haven't really ventured out of McCook because there's so many cool people in McCook. You're on our list someday, so be prepared.
But you've had a lot of great guests already.
Yeah, we have. And we have the next four people that we have coming up. I don't know if anybody listened to Stacey Blomstead. She's a two-time All-American.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Her sister-in-law, Janet Dutton, also, she was an All-American. It's just so crazy the people that we have that live in McCook that you can learn so much from.